Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... No Tigers on the Table. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from Taiwan. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller, Chip Cahoon. This is part one, the start of the fun. So with a wink and a grin, let us begin. About 250 years ago, being born in a Chinese year of the tiger meant that Mr. Chen was supposed to be brave, a good leader, and stubborn. At the start of this story, no one knew if he was actually brave because he hadn't joined the army. Instead, he worked as a carpenter on the peaceful Chinese island of Taiwan in the farming village of Sinkang. All they knew was that Mr. Chen certainly wasn't scared of accidentally hitting his thumb with a hammer. He'd been a carpenter for almost 70 years before this story began. No one knew if he was a good leader either, though everybody thought he probably wasn't. Mr. Chen worked alone, partly because a carpenter can work on their own, but partly because no one else wanted to work with him. His face was usually miserable, or worse, grumpy, or worse, cantankerous. But everyone knew that Mr. Chen was definitely stubborn. Let's say you asked him to build you a small red boat to take a trip along the river. Mr. Chen would smile and say,
"Certainly, I can make it for next Thursday. Would that be good?"
If you said yes, you would get a small red boat to take a trip along the river next Thursday. But if you went round to his workshop on Wednesday, you might be surprised to find Mr. Chen just sitting at a table playing chess with his granddaughter, with no small red boat in sight. If you asked how he was getting on with your boat, his face would turn purple. His eyebrows would look like a thick arrow pointing down to his snarling teeth, and he would roar,
"No changing the date! If you wanted a boat for Wednesday, you should have asked for a boat for Wednesday! Why are you disturbing me? Come back tomorrow!"
Oh yes, Mr. Chen was stubborn all right. By the time he finished, his granddaughter would be in tears, even though he was shouting at you instead of her. You might be in tears too. I know I would be. Let's say you wanted a set of yellow chairs. Mr. Chen would smile and say,
"Certainly, I can make them for next Tuesday. Would that be good?"
If you said yes, you would get a set of yellow chairs next Tuesday. But if you went around to his workshop on Tuesday and saw all those yellow chairs and asked him if it would be all right to paint them white, his face would turn dark magenta. His eyebrows would look like a thick arrow pointing down to his clenched fists, and he would roar,
"No changing the colour! If you wanted white chairs, you should have asked for white chairs! Why are you so ungrateful? Get out of my workshop!"
By the time he was finished, his granddaughter would be in tears, even though she wasn't even in the workshop. You might be in tears too. I know I would be. Let's say you wanted a big blue bed. Mr. Chen would smile and say,
"Certainly, I can deliver it to your bedroom for next Friday. Would that be good?"
If you said yes, you would get a big blue bed next Friday. But if Mr. Chen and his grandson delivered it to your bedroom next Friday, and you got so excited you began jumping on it like a trampoline, his face would turn crimson. His eyebrows would look like a thick arrow pointing down to his stamping feet, and he would roar,
"No jumping on the bed! If you wanted a trampoline, you should have asked for a trampoline! Why are you so disrespectful? This bed is going back to my workshop!"
By the time he was finished, his granddaughter would be in tears, even though she wasn't even on your street. You might be in tears too. I know I would be. After all, if Mr. Chen took your bed away, you'd have to sleep on the floor. But did you notice that Mr. Chen's grandson wouldn't be in tears? He would be smiling as you jumped on the bed. He was cheeky like that. Mr. Chen's grandson often visited his granddad for dinner. Once, he arrived and sat on the table to take off his shoes. Mr. Chen turned the colour of a raspberry, and his eyebrows looked like an arrow sharp enough to poke through an apple, and he roared,
"No bottoms on the table! Tables are for dinner! Do you want to eat your bottom for dinner?"
By the time he was finished, his granddaughter was in floods of tears. That was part one of No Tigers on the Table. To find out if Mr. Chen finds a way to stop things ending up on his table that shouldn't be there, make sure you are subscribed to this podcast for tomorrow's episode. And if you're enjoying the story so far, please could you do a little thing for me? All I'd like you to do is talk to a friend about this podcast. And if that friend has never heard of our podcast before, even better. Tell them to search for Fables and Fairy Tales in any podcast player. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon!